Alice McComb says the historic purchase of the Crandon mine by two Indian tribes last month owes a lot to the internet. McComb set up the first anti-mining listserv in the state on Thanksgiving Day, 1995. She sent out a daily email newsletter called Earthwinds to more than 500 people. It was filled with information about the environmental threats of zinc and copper mining in Wisconsin and around the world.
It gave people a way to find information out about the mine with just a Yahoo search or knowing an email address or a website, and anyone that had access to being online could do that.
In 1996, McCombs created a website for the Menominee tribe's anti-mining effort with links to a wide range of mining information. The tribe wanted help protecting the Wolf River that runs through the reservation. So did environmental and conservation groups. She says the webpage and listserv met a growing need among activist groups to communicate with each other about the mine and other environmental issues quickly and cheaply.
We were talking to each other on the phone and communicating that way, and there were some newsletters circulating, but we needed a way to communicate instantly with each other. And the movement was getting so big that there was no way to talk to everybody all at once.
The internet allowed that, and the effort to forge online connections between mining opponents helped them share strategies and plan lobbying efforts. McCombs credits these web connections with building the support needed to pass a strict mining moratorium law. It was that, she says, that made the international mining industry take notice. She was labeled a cyber barbarian in a leading mining industry magazine in 1997. The industry blamed her efforts for blocking the mine.
It was about the time they came out with a $1 million PR campaign that they had in newspapers, and they had various television shows, and they got on public TV and would have these meetings with supposedly citizens about how great the mine would be, and, you know, they were doing a big PR job.
McComb says that effort failed because there was already so much information available online about the potential dangers the mine posed. Now that the tribes own the mine, she says it's unlikely the project will ever be revived.
Given how opposed the majority of the state is to the project, I really think the mining industry will go someplace else, anywhere else, before they come here, because it's just so expensive for them.
Mine supporters agree the Crandon project is probably dead, but Joan Hansen of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce doesn't believe that's a good thing or that it represents the wishes of the majority.
Because if you really look at what the poll numbers show, a great majority of people did support the mine and economic development as long as it was done in an environmentally sound fashion.
Hansen says it was the Department of Natural Resources' bureaucratic delays that killed the mine and not online activism. She says industry groups also used the web to try to win support for the project.
Certainly use it to put out our legislative alerts and to alert business members and individuals who were interested in supporting it, but to say that online communication one way or the other was the determining factor for selling the mine, I just don't believe that. I don't think that's even close to reality.
Laura Scare of the Washington state-based Northwest Mining Association agrees. She believes the availability of tribal casino money had a lot more to do with the mine purchase than online organizing did. But she acknowledges that the World Wide Web did help focus national attention on Crandon, and she says she's seen internet activism used to help block mining projects in other parts of the world.
We saw a mine project in New Zealand, protest letters coming from Europe and from Canada and from the United States, and all, you know, all being ginned up through the internet. So I think it's become a tool that has certainly contributed.
Scare says in response to such efforts, the industry has begun developing better web expertise of its own to promote mining. There's an icon on her group's website now that encourages online lobbying.
And if you just click on that, you immediately go to this page in which it lists, you know, mining-relevant legislation or regulatory proposals that you can comment on, and, you know, and it takes about a minute, and you do a couple of points and clicks, and then there's a personalized letter to go to your legislator, your senator, your congressman.
Meanwhile, Alice McCombs has moved on from protecting the Wolf River to cleanup efforts on the Fox River. She's helping create an online organizing effort for clean water groups who want government and industry to do a better job of cleaning up PCBs there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.